This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Seaham Beach, 6 miles south of Sunderland. It's Saturday morning, the 13th of May 2006. A man walks his dog on the windswept sands, but something's not quite right. Something is out of the ordinary as the man approaches the featherbed rocks.
God. Can you help me, please? I think my dog's just found a body on the rocks. This is terrible.
He called the police and set in train a series of events, a conclusion to which has yet to be reached. This is Testimony, The Body on Seaham Beach, a true crime podcast from Laudable.
So this is 2006. This is not a time of social media. It's not digital first when it comes to newspapers. You know, it was a different era when it came to the internet news. A body that was found on the beach, very little information to go on in the first instance. And it was about piecing together those inquiries. So obviously the police were starting from scratch as well. Who is this man? Where's he come from? Trying to find all the different clues that can explain who he is. And I remember thinking I'd not come across anything like that before or seen anything like that before.
And of course, everybody was intrigued when he came in because it was so unusual. I think everybody wanted to be there because he was just a skeleton with his left shoe, sock and some flesh. The rest of them was virtually stripped.
I was quite confident that we had the skills, that I had a team of detectives who had all the skills. We had a forensic crime scene investigation team. I was sure we had all the skills to bring this to a successful conclusion. I always felt we were going to identify him, always. And even when we came to an impasse, you could always think, right, okay, now is the time to maybe string half a dozen facts together and have a little bit of a theory.
On our public facing website, we have just under 700 cases of unidentified remains, description, identifying markers, property they might be found with. Some families might not report somebody as missing for many, many years if their behaviour is completely normal.
I think a lot of this comes down to personal circumstance, and it may seem alien to you and I who come from, you know, we're embedded in communities with families and, you know, we have relatives and friends who we communicate with recently. But some people live a lonesome, solitary life, you know, for whatever reasons, or they could have separated or developed drug habits or whatever, and just drift off into obscurity.
Durham Constabulary went to great lengths to identify this man. They called in the best expertise available and adopted cutting-edge science in their pursuit of answers. Join us as we explore how this case unfolded and the questions that remain unanswered. There's no one else to keep the search alive but us. Someone out there knows who this is. Someone can resolve this. Testimony, The Body on Seaham Beach, coming to all podcast platforms soon.